Hey there, we're Tali and Ophira Adut, identical twins and astrologers. Welcome to Astro Twins Radio, where we bring the stars down to earth.
Rejoice and make merry, because this Thursday, April 25th, Mercury retrograde is over. Yay! And on Tuesday, April 23rd, we have a full moon in Scorpio. So this is going to be an action-packed week. I'm Tali from the Astro Twins, here with your weekly horoscope podcast and forecast for the week of April 22nd to 28th. Well, let's start with that Scorpio full moon, the only one this year that's coming on Tuesday. And it's officially had the official moment of the full moon is at 7:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And it's an early degree of Scorpio, 4 degrees and 18 minutes, for those of you who like to track it. So, Scorpio full moon, you know, it couldn't come at a better time of year. This is spring fever unleashed. This is intense, sexy, heady energy, that desire to reproduce, procreate, whether it's another human life or a work of art or music or just spreading your energy out into the world somehow. Scorpio is the sign of alchemy, the sign of transformation, and it's all about intense bonding. It doesn't play anything by half measure. It's all about making that deep, soul-searing commitment. Now, this year's Scorpio full moon comes with a little twist because it's forming a square, which is this tense right angle, this 90-degree angle, to Pluto. Pluto is actually the ruler of Scorpio. Every sign has a planet, which is considered its ruler, its guardian. So they kind of share an energy. Pluto and Scorpio can be very mysterious. They're all about hiding things in the underground in that secret vault. Now, Pluto, we've spoken about this quite a bit, but little reminder, Pluto has entered Aquarius. It's going to be there for basically for 20 years, besides one last little dip into Capricorn from September 1st until November 19th this year. Then Aquarius all the way to 2044. And that's a big deal because Pluto, being as far away from the sun as it is, doesn't change signs very often. It can stay in a sign for 12 to 30 years. And wherever it goes, it kind of tears things down and forces them into a hero's journey. So it did that to government, the economy, banks, while it was in Capricorn from 2008 until basically this year. And now it's hitting up Aquarius. So it's bringing us AI, UFO reportings, all kinds of, you know, international, you know, chemical warfare, scientific developments that are kind of scary. But you know what? I'm going to trust that Pluto maybe will take us somewhere good. I don't know. But this full moon in Scorpio squaring Pluto is going to bring some clashes of energy. You may find yourself kind of having an inner battle between your desire to really bond and lock something down and have certainty, but then your fears of getting trapped, your fears of making a commitment to something that maybe limits you in some way. We're all coming off of last Saturday's. On Saturday, April 20th, we had a major moment, one of the biggest deal transits of all of 2024, which was the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So that just unleashed so much energy for people. So Jupiter, planet of expansion, abundance, broad horizons. Uranus is all about innovation, disruption. So they only get together every 14 years. So this hasn't happened since 2010 when my niece Sabelle was born, Ophi's daughter. And it hasn't happened in Taurus actually since way back in 1941. So if you want to learn more about that, we talked about it in last week's podcast. But needless to say, let's just say it opened up a portal of sorts. a lot of people may feel liberated from something, maybe in a shocking way. Maybe something ended and you shed some tears, but then you realized, oh my God, this is actually a get out of jail kind of free card. It's a blessing, and I'm going to move forward and not look back. So this Scorpio full moon is kind of, Scorpio can have a finality. When Scorpio makes up its mind, it can go cold. It is done when it's done and when you're done. So we're all feeling that. Are you so done with something? Have you given it every bit of juice that you have and realize that, you know what, this is just not serving me anymore? And with Pluto squaring that, what you might want to be careful of is not to be too rebellious or defiant or vengeful if you're saying goodbye. Even if somebody did you wrong, resist the urge to take it upon yourself to settle the score, or, try to, give them a taste of their own medicine. If you indeed are owed something, then go through the proper channels to get it. But you may actually have to cut your losses in the name of your freedom right now. That might just be the true victory, is just getting away from it and giving yourself that chance to start fresh and clean. Now, in other cases, the Scorpio full moon might be the permission slip that you need to move forward. And maybe you're going to confront that Pluto and Aquarius rebel that's telling you, oh, you need to be free. Don't be trapped. Don't let anyone pin you down. Sometimes Pluto and Aquarius can give us grass is greener options. We want to polyfy everything, poly this, poly that, multi, more. I want to be free. I don't want to limit myself in any way. That's the ultimate prison. But by not choosing anything, we never, may get the full juice. Sometimes you have to commit all the way, jump in with both feet, to really see what an opportunity or a relationship has to offer. So therein lies the potential conflict of the Scorpio full moon, but play it right, it's sure to be a sexy one. And you might have some jealous feelings to contend with too, a little bit of obsessing, that comes with the territory of Scorpio. Ophi and I happen to have been born with moon in Scorpio, so definitely going to celebrate this annual full moon for sure. Okay, I won't keep you in suspense any longer. What's going to happen now that Mercury retrograde is ending on April 25th? Well, backing up a little bit, Mercury turned retrograde April 1st, and it's been retrograde for 3 whole weeks in the sign of Aries. And this happened to dovetail with Aries season. The sun is now in Taurus. It's Taurus season since last Friday, April 19th. But it kind of still feels like some of that agitation that comes at the end of Aries season is lingering. I love Aries season, and it's one of my favorite ones as a Sagittarius sun. But I got to be honest, this year it felt like it just dragged. It's like, that feeling when maybe you're like seeing your favorite musician perform live and it's just like, oh, this is great, and then it's like everyone keeps calling them out for one encore after another, and you're like, I love them so much, but I kind of want to just go home. I want this to end, but I don't want it to end. You're like, I shouldn't want this to end, but I need it to end because I need a break. So Aries is very high key. Aries is adrenaline. And, sometimes you need a break. Taurus is serotonin. Aries is adrenaline. That's how I think about it. So Mercury retrograde, what is it? Brief refresher for those who don't know and just are like, oh, everyone's bitching about it out there. But what is it? Well, Mercury is a planet that rules communication, information, data. And it moves a lot faster around the sun than Earth does. It takes 88 days. to go around the sun, so it passes us in its orbit a few times a year. And when it does, it's like two trains moving at different speeds, and there's that optical illusion that one's going backwards. It literally is an optical illusion. But from our vantage point here on Earth, it does appear that Mercury backs up through the zodiac. So it did get us to a certain point in Aries, and then it kind of like turned around and went back. And now that it's direct again, it's turning direct on April 25th, this Thursday, it's got to make up for lost time. So it's going to be in Aries again. Not again. It's staying in Aries, but moving in direct motion. It's going to pass that distance that it backed up. So we have Mercury in Aries until May 15th. So, you know, retrogrades are frustrating because it's like kind of like the universe slams on the brakes and forces us to reconcile with our past. And we don't like that. We're in a go, 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 more and more futurizing society. You know, a retrograde maybe at other times would have been a lovely timeout, a lovely retreat, but it's such a disruption to modern day progress and processes, especially since it rules our mobile devices, Mercury. We're such an interactive society that we do not like to be slowed down or stopped in any way. Now, in Aries, it really increased frustration for a lot of people. I also feel like it slowed down manifestation. Like things got sparked, but they didn't get a chance to turn into a flame. Like there were a lot of conversations. We should do this. We should try this. You know, for people who went to see the total solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th, I think it was really nice in a way that Mercury was retrograde, because it was like, okay, I'm going to take a time out. I'm going to be able to step back from life and go travel to another state or another part of the world so that I can witness this amazing event. Unfortunately, I did not get to do that. But those who did, you know, I'm going to be jealous with the Scorpio full moon. What can I say? But it was kind of an interesting timing that it was happening during the retrograde, and people could take that little pause because nothing was really getting off the ground. So now that Mercury is turning direct, be ready for the slingshot effect, because things that you've been developing behind the scenes could really take off. Like people might be suddenly ready to have those conversations. Hey, let's do this. Let's get this in motion, you know? And really, things can happen a lot faster than you expect. And that's going to intensify even more after April 30th, because Mars, the ruler of Aries, is going into Aries all the way until early June. So, you know, giddy up, folks. It's there's no rest for us here. You know, there's also been a lot of intensity with war, conflict in the Middle East continuing to escalate, election insanity going on here in the U.S. So, you know, we're not out of the woods with that at all, but Mercury retrograde really just made it all, you know, even more scrambled. It increased the mayhem level. So maybe once it turns direct, you know, we will all be a little more direct in our communication as individuals and both on a global level. So if you've kind of been waffling over a decision, Mercury direct will help you maybe clarify, but don't hate the retrograde. I want to take a minute to actually do a little bit of retrograde appreciation hour here, because there are probably some things that you had maybe overlooked, stuffed in a box, refused to look at, stubbornly resisted, that kind of got in your face with Mercury retrograde in Aries. And maybe you rediscovered a part of yourself or a passion, you know, that you had forgotten. Maybe you were able to like really kind of go deep into concentration. I definitely have felt that myself. There was a lot of innovation that happened just on my computer at home alone behind the scenes. I was developing a lot of coursework and curriculum for our Become Your Own Astrologer course that we're doing now. I was getting into some obsessive detail, and I thank Mercury retrograde and Aries for that focus. When it turns direct, our attention spans may be a little shorter. We may be a little bit distracted. So it also was kind of a good time for physical activity for a lot of us. I feel like Mercury retrograde in Aries maybe helped us ease into spring training in a way that was maybe a little more honoring of ourselves. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's spring, I gotta go hit the gym hard. And then that lasts, what, like two, three days usually. So Mercury retrograde in Aries, maybe we thank it for allowing us to work at a little bit of a slower pace, a more sustainable pace. And hey, after Mercury turns direct this Thursday, all planets will be direct until May 2nd, when Pluto turns retrograde, and then others start to follow suit. But enjoy it while it lasts. We'll get about a week of retrograde-free action from all the planets. And that's news that's good enough for me to take. Wishing you a great week ahead, a glorious and bountiful full moon in Scorpio. If you want to join us for our ancestral breathwork journey, we're doing that for every new and full moon with the amazing shaman Sand Symes. So if you go to our Instagram at Astro Twins, we should go there anyways and follow us. At our link in bio, there's a direct way to get in and register, or you can go to Sand Symes, SANDSYMES, sandsymes.com/astro-twins. They've been really amazing. We've been doing them since the beginning of the year, every 2 weeks, and you're basically connecting to your ancestors. She leads us through a guided breathwork voyage. And so if you're somebody who can connect in the ethereal realm, or at least believes it's possible, or you just want to do a meditation to honor the people who've come before you, whether it's the people on your land, the people in your lineage, the people that you never even knew were connected to you. It's a really powerful experience and really moving. We set intentions for the new and full moons. So this one's going to be another amazing journey. It's on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific. It's a little later for our East Coasters, but worth staying up for it, 9 o'clock. So again, follow us at Astro Twins on Instagram. And if you go to our link in bio, it'll take you right there to sign up for that. We hope you'll join us. We do them every 2 weeks. And by the way, the first one is free if you've never done them with us, so you get to come and try it. We would love to have you there, and we'll be back next week with more astrology for you. In the meanwhile, check your dailies, weeklies, and monthlies at astrosal.com. Bye.
As always, thanks for listening. You can discover more of your star power at astrosal.com, and be sure to follow us on social at Astro Twins. Join us next time for more cosmic fun.